Good morning. The government apologised for causing confusion over new lockdown rules for children yesterday, whilst a scientific study suggested the new coronavirus may have been circulating among the population far longer than previously thought. On Tuesday night, after initially ruling out recreational walks for children, the government bowed to public pressure, which included pot-banging protests on balconies and allowed short, supervised outings for the first time in more than a month. In Madrid, authorities also began shutting down hotels that had been hastily converted into medical centres after the disease's lightning-fast propagation left city hospitals unable to cope. Spain detected its first case of the virus, a German tourist in the Canary Islands, at the end of January and only acknowledged transmission among Spaniards in early March. But a new genealogical study showed it was likely circulating through the native population by mid-February. Scientists at Madrid's Carlos III Institute also found the virus entered Spain by at least 15 different points. Seizing on a rare cancellation of the world-famous bull-running festival in Pamplona, animal rights group PETA offered €250,000 yesterday for the city to make the ban permanent. The incentive offered can only be seen as symbolic, since the eight-day San Fermín fiesta represents a far bigger annual boost of some €74 million for Pamplona, according to the Association of Fighting Bull Breeders. City Hall officials, who have called off this year's edition of the festival in July, were not immediately available to comment. PETA and other animal rights groups usually perform visually striking protests on the eve of San Fermín, but local authorities have been dismissive of such actions, defending the event as part of local culture. And local town councillors set up a website to help Javier's commerce get back on its feet when lockdown ends. The municipality's 11 PSPV councillors used nearly €4,000 of their own money to design and launch the app, which allows users to make and pay for advanced orders or to buy vouchers when lockdown ends. The app is 100% local and will be free for all Javier-based firms, shops, bars and business owners, regardless of whether they belong to one of the town's three business associations. The website will also provide details of businesses that remain open and whether or not they accept telephone orders and deliver. Javier's mayor, Jose Chulvi, said the project has been well received by the local business community and should launch within days. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.